Dave, this is definitely one for you. Francis sent this in.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Francis Tapon, and I love your show. I have a question for Dave. If you take a light bulb and turn it on and off for 1 second on, 1 second off, 1 second on, 1 second off, and you keep doing that for the whole life of the light bulb, would it last twice as long as a light bulb that you didn't do that? I'm curious if maybe there's some extra energy necessary for turning it on that would shorten the life a little bit faster. Please don't leave me in the dark on this question. Thanks.
Brilliant. Okay, there's basically at least two different failure modes for a light bulb filament. One of them is essentially evaporation. You've got a coil, a very, very thin coil of wire. It's sitting there at 2,000 degrees centigrade. Although tungsten has got a very, very, very high melting point, it's still, some of it is going to be evaporating all the time. There's a little bit of gas in there which slows it down, but eventually the filament is going to evaporate away to the point at which somewhere there's a gap. That gap gets hotter and hotter and hotter, evaporates even quicker, and it fails and it breaks. So if you're turning the light bulb on and off, then that mode of failure is going to be a lot slower because it's only on half as time, and quite a lot of that time it's heating up and cooling down. So it's probably, in that mode of failure will probably take maybe at least two, maybe three times as long for it to fail on average. But there's another mode of failure, which is just the thing breaking. And if you're heating something up and cooling it down, you're producing all sorts of physical stresses on it. You're stretching it. As it heats up, it expands, and then as it cools down, it shrinks, stretching it, and you'll get metal fatigue. And so far bigger effect if you're doing that is going to be that it's just going to break due to metal fatigue and stretching, and it'll break far, far sooner than it would do normally.
Can I ask you a sort of spin-off question around this, please, Dave? If you are using AC current, where it's going plus, for sake of argument, then it goes down to minus, then it goes minus, and then back to the origin, zero again, that means that the bulb is turning on, it's turning off, then turning on again, and turning off. So in other words, with 50 cycles a second AC, 50 hertz AC, that means the bulb is effectively flicking on and off 100 times a second. So does that knacker a bulb more than if you run a steady current like DC through it?
It will probably have a slightly bigger effect, but the time it takes for the bulb filament to cool down is much more than 50th of a second. So maybe it's a tenth of a second. So the actual temperature of the bulb isn't fluctuating hugely on the in a 50th due to the AC. So it's approximately the same as DC. There'll be some slightly larger forces, and also because it's effectively an electromagnet, there'll be some slight vibration. So as the electricity goes through this coil, it's going to produce a bit of a magnetic field, and that will apply some slight forces on it and slight vibration. So probably AC is slightly worth for it, but not very much, because the heating up and cooling down time is much longer than the AC time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dave.